百官的知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年11月22日，星期日。我们今天非常荣幸的又一次邀请到深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔，Krishna Baladeva Prabhu，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, this second canto, chapter 9. Answers by citing the Lord's version, and today we study text 9.
今天继续阅读《圣殿博加瓦坛》第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天读的第十节呢是第九十节。
Tasmai
Valokam Bhagavan
Abhajita。
Apachita
Sandarshayam Asa Tasmai Svalokam Bhagavam Sabhajita
Tasmai Svalokam Bhagavam Sabhajita
Sandarshayam Asa
Sandarshayam Asa
Param Na Yat
Param
Sandarshayam Asa Param Nayat Param
Sandarshayam Asa Param Nayat Param
Vyapita
Sanklesha
Vimoha
Advasam
Vyapeta Sanklesha Vimoha Sadvasam
Vyapeta Sanklesha Vimoha Sadvasam
Svadrishtavadi
Svadrishtavadi
Purushai
Abhishtutam
Svadrishtavadbir Purushai Abhishtutam
Bhadrishtva Vadir Purushas Adishtutam
Tasmai Svalokam Bhagavam Sabhajita
Tasmai Svalokam Bhagavam Sabhajita
Sandarshayam Asaparam Nayatparam
Sandarshayam Asaparam Nayatparam
Vyapeta Sanklesha Vimoha Sadvasam
Vyapeta Sanklesha Vimoha Sadvasam
Svadrishtavadbir Purushera Bhishtutam
Svadrishtavadit Purushera Abhishtutam
Word for word.
字对字。
Tasmai
像他。
Svalokam
他自己的星球或住所。
Bhagavan
至尊人歌手神。
Sabhajita
因为对 Brahma 的苦修而感到满意。
Sandarshayam Asa
展示了。
Param
至尊的。
Na
不。
Yet
Na
Param
至尊的。
Vyapeta
完全放弃了。
Sanklesha
五种物质痛苦。
Vimoha
没有错觉。
Sadvasam
对物质生存的恐惧。
Svadrishtavadbhi
Svadhisthvade, 有那些完全觉悟了自我的人。
Purushai,
Purushai, 被人。
Abhishtutam,
Abhishtutam, 有什么什么崇拜。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由沙巴巴提供。译文：人格守神对 Brahma 的苦修很满意，于是高兴地展示了他的私人住所瓦昆塔，超越所有其他星球的至尊星球，摆脱了由错觉引起的各种不幸及恐惧的觉悟了自我的人，都崇拜至尊主的这个超然住所。要旨。主 Brahma 所经受的苦修中的痛苦，无疑属于分爱服务的范畴，否则至尊主不可能让他看到自己的个人住所 Vaikuntha， 或称为叫 Svarlokam。 至尊主的名叫 Vaikuntha 的住所，并不像非人格主义者认为的那样，要么是神话，要么是物质的，但人只有通过当至尊主的奉献者，为至尊主做分爱服务，才能够认识至尊主超然的住所并进入其中。人在苦修中无疑会遇到很多麻烦，但在练 Bhakti Yoga 分爱瑜伽时所承受的麻烦，从一开始就是超然的快乐。相反，在相对 Vaikuntha 星球没有任何认识的情况下，按 Dhyana Yoga 思辨瑜伽和 Dhyana Yoga 冥想瑜伽等觉悟自我的其他方法苦修，所承受的除了麻烦还是麻烦，没有更多的内容。光塔空壳是没有好处的。同样道理，如果不通过练奉爱瑜伽觉悟自我，而以其他方式灵修，那么所承受的困难会对人没有任何的好处。练奉爱瑜伽完全就像坐在由超然的人格守神的步步长出的莲花上，因为 Brahma 就曾经坐在那里。 Brahma 能够取悦至尊主，至尊主便也高兴地把自己的私人住所展示给了 Brahma。 圣基巴 Gosvami 对他的圣殿伯扎瓦坦的评注中，在 Krama 颂篇中引用了 Garga Upanishad 中的韦达经，提到Yajna Vakya 给 Gargi 描述至尊主超然的住所，说那个住所超越宇宙中最高的星球 Brahma Loka。 尽管《薄伽梵歌》和《圣典薄伽瓦坛》等启迪经典都描述了至尊主的这个住所，但缺乏知识的智力见家的人则认为那只不过是神话而已。这首诗中的梵文，由于那些完全觉悟了自我的人 Svadhisthavadi 一句意义重大。真正觉悟了自我的人，也就了解了自己超然形象，只认识到自我和至尊者的非人格特征的觉悟并不完整，因为它只是与物质的人格特征概念相反。人格守神和他的奉献者全部都是超然的，他们没有物质的躯体，物质躯体被愚昧、物质概念、执着、憎恨和沉溺于感官享乐这五种痛苦的情况包围着。人只要被这五种感官痛苦所征服，就根本进不了瓦昆塔的星球。认为真正的自我没有人格特征，只是对物质的人格特征的否定，这种概念离认识真正的个人形象还差得很远。后面的世界中会解释在这超然住所中的各种个体的形象。不仅如此， Brahma 也描述了众 Vaikuntha 星球中最高的星球 Goloka Vrindavan， 至尊主以牧牛童的身份居住在那里，照看着超然的 Saravi 乳牛，身边有成千上万的幸运女神。我崇拜存在中的第一位至尊主，众生的祖先 Govinda， 在他那用灵性珠宝建造的由亿万棵如愿树环绕着的住所里，他照顾着乳牛，实现所有的愿望。成千上万的幸运女神、牧牛姑娘、 怀着深深的敬意和爱戴侍奉着他。这是摘自于 Brahma Samhita 第五章第二九十节。这节诗也证明了婆迦梵歌第十五章的第六十节中所证明的，到达那里的人永远都不会返回这个物质世界。梵文 Par Ram 的意思是指超然的 Brahman， 因此至尊主的住所也是 Brahman， 与至尊人格守神没有区别。梵文 Vaikuntha 的意思是没有忧虑，至尊主被称为 Vaikuntha， 他的住所也被称为 Vaikuntha。超然的形象和感官允许人认识并崇拜白昆塔。译文：人格守神主 Brahma 的苦修，人格守神对主 Brahma 的苦修很满意，于是高兴地展示了他的私人住所白昆塔，超越所有其他星球的至尊星球，摆脱了由错觉引起的各种不幸及恐惧的觉悟了自我的人。都崇拜至尊主这个超然的住所。
Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapit Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare 早上好
早上好
So here we can see how Krishna reciprocated with the penances of Lord Brahma.
那所以我们现在可以看到主他是如何在回应着主 Brahma.
This indicates very clear that the penances, the austerities performed by Lord Brahma were actually within Bhakti Yoga.
那在这里面呢也非常清晰地指出主 Brahma 他所从事的苦行，他所从事的忏悔，是在分爱 Bhakti Yoga 之内的。
So he meditated on the Supreme Lord.
他冥想着至尊主。
Otherwise, there will be no opportunity to see the transcendental abode of the Lord.
否则的话是没有机会看到主的超然的居所的。
He saw everything. He saw everything between the material world, between the division between the material world and the spiritual world, from Brahman to the top, all the different planetary system before Brahman and then Brahman. Everything he saw.
他看到了一切，他看到了在物质世界以及在灵性世界的一切，他看到了从 Brahman 以及到更高的地方以及在之间的所有的这一切。
Certainly, the material planets were not yet there.
当然了，这个物质的这些星球还不在呢，还没有。
But he saw behind this universe.
但是呢，他是能够看到这宇宙之上的情景。
He saw the original abode of Durga. He saw the original abode of Lord Shiva, the original Shiva.
他看到了Durga 的最开就他看到了 Durga 的最原初的居所，也看到了主希瓦最原初的居所。
He saw all the Vaikuntha planets.
他看到了所有的 Vaikuntha 的星球。
Not only saw the Vaikuntha planets, he saw Goloka Vrindavan.
他不仅看到了所有的 Vaikuntha 的星球，他也看到了 Goloka Vrindavan。
Because in a book he wrote, in the Brahma Sangita, Lord Brahma, he describes Goloka Vrindavan.
因为在主 Brahma 所著的 Brahma Sangita 中, 他就描述了 Goloka Vrindavan.
I sent you the translation of the verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes here in his purport. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, withstanding the cows, yielding all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purposeless trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis.
我崇拜存在中的地位至尊主，众生的祖先格温德，在他用灵性珠宝建造的由亿万颗如愿树环绕着的住所里，他照顾着乳牛，实现所有的愿望，成千上万的幸运女神牧牛姑娘，怀着深深的敬意和爱侍奉着他。
Yes, I'm here. So you see, he gives a very clear description, and there are more verses where he gives a very clear description of Goloka Vrindavan. So means he saw, in order to describe that, he saw the Goloka Vrindavan, he saw the whole spiritual world in front of his eyes. The Lord gave him the vision to see everything.
所以我们在这里面看到了，主Brahma他对于格洛克文他们有非常清晰的描述，而且不仅是在这个世界，还有更多的世界，做出了描述。所以说呢，是由于主给了他这样的视域，让他能够亲眼见到了格洛克文他们，让他能够描述出来。
This is extraordinary.
这就是非常的卓越超凡的。
How the Lord reciprocates with his devotee.
展示了主如何在回报着他的奉献者。
And we are also very fortunate because we are connected with Lord Brahma. We are connected with his sampradaya.
那我们也是非常幸运的，因为我们是和主 Brahma 相连接在一起，我们和这sampradaya使徒传系相连接在一起。
So by practicing pure devotional service the way Srila Prabhupada gave to us, taught us, then we can also one day, either in this lifetime or then in any lifetime, soon, we hope, we can also have a vision of the spiritual world.
所以如果按照Srila Prabhupada所给予我们的纯粹奉爱服务的修习程序, 那我们也能够，也许可能在这一世，也许可能在今后的希望很快能够迎来的一世，能够亲眼见到灵性世界的情景。
But we have to follow the process as it is.
但是我们必须要原本原样的追随着程序。
We cannot look for shortcuts and ways. Surrounding ways or other processes, because it will not work. We have to use the process given by Srila Prabhupada as it is. We cannot change.
但是呢，我们不能够去寻找捷径，或者是去找一些旁边的一些路径，因为所有的这些方法都是行不通的。我们必须要按照Srila Prabhupada所给我们的这个方式去原本原样的修习。
Srila Prabhupada gave us a very clear and very simple program.
Srila Prabhupada所给我们的这个方式呢是非常简单的，而且呢也是simple and practical，就是也是很实际，很简单，很实际。
And it works. If you follow the process as it is, it works.
而且如果我们要是原本原样的去追随的话呢，它也是 行得通的。
Wake up early in the morning.
清晨早起。
Perform Mangal Arati, worship the deity.
开始蒙格拉提，崇拜神像。
Chant the holy name, chant Japa.
唱诵圣名，念诵 Japa.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
聆听圣典博迦瓦坛。
These are the minimum things we should do every day.
这些都是我们每天必须就是要做的最低限度的事情。
Follow the four regulative principles.
追随四项规范原则。
Associate as far as possible. Associate with the devotees.
尽可能多的和奉献者联谊。
Avoid the association of non-devotees.
避免和非奉献者的联谊。
Means we don't associate intimately and we don't disclose our hearts to non-devotees.
也就是说，我们不是非常亲密的和非奉献者联谊，不向他们去袒露的心声。
Does not mean we see others as demons.
并不意味着我们把别人都看成是恶魔。
Actually, everyone is a potential devotee.
事实上，所有的人都是一位潜在的奉献者。
But while they are engaged in material sinful activities, their association is not very suitable.
但是呢，当他们在从事一些罪恶的活动的时候。和他们的联谊就不是那么合适了。
So we don't associate very intimately in order to not imbibe their sinful mood.
对我们之所以不和他们那么亲密的联谊呢，是不要让自己沾染进像他们那样的罪恶的心绪之中。
But with devotees, yes, we serve the devotees. We develop friendships with the devotees.
但是呢，和奉献者，我们要和奉献者联谊，我们要和奉献者去培养出友谊之情。
We serve the devotees, particularly those who are more senior to us.
那我们特别是要和那些比我们更加年长的奉献者联谊。
And not less important, we should also avoid taking food.Cooked by non-devotees.
还有一个也很重要的一件事情，就是我们要尽量避免去吃由非奉献者烹制的食物。
So these are all rules and regulations within devotional service, the practice of devotional service, that help us to purify our hearts and come to the point of performing really pure devotional service.
对，所有的这些呢，都是我们在践行奉爱服务的练习的时候要遵守的规范和原则。那么遵守这些规范原则呢，就可以帮助我们真正的净化我们的内心，然后使我们开始真正的进行纯粹的奉爱服务。
We should not think that we can purposely neglect some of these things and then expect that we're going to get the same result.
那我们不能觉得我们如果要是故意的去忽视这些规范原则，然后最后我们还祈求着能够得到同样的结果。
Sometimes by force of circumstances, the devotees may not be able to follow everything very strictly.
但有的时候呢，由于一些特定的一些情况，使得奉献者不能够很严格的去追随每一件事情，去遵守每一件事。
But these are exceptions and are beyond our control.
但是呢？这样的事情呢是超越于我们的控制力的控制范围的。
So as far as possible, you should follow this program that was given by Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，我们应该尽可能的去追随 Srila Prabhupada 所给我们的这个程序。
And if you really very carefully, very sincerely follow the process,We're going to get the same result that Lord Brahma obtained.
如果我们要是非常仔细小心的去追随着程序的话，那我们也能够得到主 Brahma 他所 真挚的同样的结果。
Certainly, there are some trouble in following our the program Srila Prabhupada gave us. There are certain things that we may be very attached to or sometimes very difficult to perform, but still we do it because we know it's for the pleasure of Krishna.
那当然，我们在遵循Srila Prabhupada所给我们的这个程序的时候呢，我们可能会遇到一些困难，而且呢，我们也可能会遇到一些就是我们很依附的事情，我们是没有办法摆脱的。但是呢，我们依然还是要去遵守这些程序的原因，是因为我们知道，如果我们这么做的话呢，是取悦 Krishna 的。
Like for instance, the devotees. Many devotees get the bad habit of going to bed very late.
比如说，有很多奉献者都有这么一个坏毛病，就是晚上很晚才睡觉。
Sometimes it's beyond their control. It's because they have work late hours and they cannot change that. But oftentimes it's a choice.
有的时候呢，可能是没有办法选择的。所以有的奉献者可能晚上需要上班上得很晚，所以没办法早睡。但是有很多时候呢，我们是可以做出这样的选择的。
So we should go early to bed because in this way we can wake up early to do our morning program.
真的，我们应该早睡，这样我们才能早起进行我们的早课的休息。
Devotees are supposed to wake up before the sunrise.
那么奉献者他是应该在太阳升起之前就醒过来的。
Because this is the period of the day the most suitable for the practice of devotional service.
因为呢，这是在一天中最适合于进行灵性休息的时间段。
Particularly those elements of the practice that are extremely important, like chanting, hearing, worshipping the day, this is the best, hearing Bhagavatam, this is the best timing for these activities.
特别是像念诵啊，崇拜神像啊，还有这个聆听圣念巴扎瓦盘呢，这些都是在这个时间段最适合做的事情。
Certainly we can perform and should perform pure devotional service in any moment of the day.
当然了，我们应该在这一天中的任何一个时刻都应该去从事我们的纯粹关爱服务的活动。
We should be always engaged in pure devotional service.
我们的时刻让自己都处在从事纯粹关爱服务的活动中。
Even when we are working outside or moving outside, doing some, going for shopping, this and that, still we can chant the holy names, at least chant within our minds, we can.
比如说我们在外边工作，或者我们在外边去购物，那么在这会儿的时候呢，我们其实也可以念诵，我们也可以在我们的心意里边念诵。
So there are opportunities to be always engaged in pure devotional service, either by hearing, by reading, by chanting.
那所以说我们其实是有机会在任何时刻都进行关爱服务的，无论是通过念诵啊、聆听啊，或者是阅读啊。
So, if you want to get the best advantage, really the best result, fast and efficient, is to take advantage of the holy hours.
但是如果你要是想要得到很快的而且也很有效的这种结果的话，得到我们的这个休息的这个结果，那我们最好呢是能够运用好清晨的这几个小时的时间。
Certainly in the beginning it's like a trouble, you know, it's an austerity we are not used to.
当然在最开始的时候呢是挺麻烦的，这是一个苦行，因为我们还不习惯。
But when we start doing regularly and we see the result of our practice is so much better, you feel happier.
但是呢，当我们习惯了这么做，而且呢，我们发现给我们带来了好的结果的时候，我们就会变得快乐起来。
It's like following the four regulative principles is an austerity in the beginning because we were addicted to all these bad habits.
比如说像遵守四项规范原则在最开始的时候呢就是一个苦行因为我们全部都对于这些坏毛病上瘾。
But if you make an effort in order to please our gurus, please Srila Prabhupada, to please Krishna, we try to follow those principles, then we become free. Free from the major sinful activities. We really experience freedom.
但是如果我们要是为了取悦我们的 Guru Maharaj, 取悦 Srila Prabhupada, 取悦 Krishna, 这样的想法努力的去遵守这些规范原则的话那我们慢慢的就会感受到我们真正的获得的自由因为我们摆脱了这些罪恶的活动那这样我们才真正的能够体会到自由。
So we have to do all these things with a sense of pleasing Guru and Krishna. This is very important.
所以呢我们在做所有的这些事情的时候呢我们都要有一种这种感觉就是我们要为了取悦我们的 Guru 和取悦 Krishna 而做这件事情这样的想法是非常重要的。
This should be our motivation in doing everything in devotional service. We want to please our Gurus, want to please Srila Prabhupada, want to please Krishna.
这是我们在做奉爱服务的时候所有的动力。那么我们做所有的事情呢就是想要取悦我们的 Guru, 取悦 Srila Prabhupada, 取悦 Sri Krishna。
And in this way, Krishna makes in such a way that becomes easier, becomes very pleasing right from the very beginning when we endeavor with the right motivation.
当我们以正确的动机在努力的时候，那么从一开始 ，Sri Krishna 他就会让我们的处境变得更加的容易一些，变得更加的快乐一些。
And when Krishna sees our motivation, our attitude, Krishna becomes very pleased and Krishna reciprocates.
因为当 Sri Krishna 他看到了我们的努力，看到我们的这种态度的时候，他就会很开心，然后呢，他就会给我们做出一些回应。
Means our lives become very auspicious.
那就意味着我们的生命变得非常的吉祥。
We become free from many things that before would give so much mental stress, mental anxiety. We become free from that.
那我们就会摆脱之前会让我们的就让我们压力很大的那些事情，我们的内心很纠结的事情。
Because our hearts become peaceful.
因为我们的心变得平静了下来。
And then naturally we experience happiness within.
现在我们就很自然的在内心中感受到了快乐。
This is the first thing that Krishna reciprocates with us. We have this sense of satisfaction of doing. We know we are doing the right thing, and we feel happy to do it.
那么这是说 Krishna 所给我们的首当其冲的一个回报，就是。他让我们觉得我们的内心感到了快乐，因为我们知道我们在做正确的事情。
We don't perform austerities just for the sake of performing austerities. We perform them for the sake of pleasing Guru and Krishna.
所以呢，我们去做苦行，并不是为了要做这个苦行而做苦行。我们做苦行是为了要让我们的 Guru 和 Krishna 感到快乐，所以才会做这个苦行。
That's why we don't perform extraneous austerities. We are not meant for that. We just perform those austerities, those penances within pure devotional service.
对，也就是为什么我们不会去做那些非常痛苦的苦行。这个不是我们的意义所在。我们只是在奉爱服务的范畴内去进行我们的苦行。
We are not yogis.
我们并不是瑜伽师。
So we should not just be satisfied, contented because we are very austere. No, we are satisfied because through our austerities, doing whatever is difficult for us, we are pleasing Guru Krishna, our Guru Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. This is the main motivation.
所以说并不是因为我们做了一些特别难的事儿，所以呢让我们感到心满意足，不是这样的。我们之所以通过在奉爱服务中的苦行而感到心满意足，是因为我们取悦了 Guru Krishna。
One of the things that Lord Brahma immediately realized by realizing, at the same time he realized Krishna and his supreme abode, he realized his own self.
所以说呢，当主 Brahma 他在觉悟做这一切的时候，就觉悟了这个主的至尊的居所的同时，他也觉悟了自我。
And you could see that he was a person, an individual person, and the Lord and all his associates were all individual persons. So the idea of that we are impersonal does not come from the original created being, Lord Brahma.
所以说呢，就是这个非人格的这种概念并不是来自于最原初的主 Brahma 的。
Srila Prabhupada explained that this impersonal realization of the Lord is incomplete.
对，释迦牟尼就指出呢，对于主的非人格的认知是不完整的。
Because it's just the opposite of the concept we have of material personality.
因为呢，它其实只是针对于我们在物质世界中是有这个人格特征的，就是因为要反对它，所以说他有这样的想法。
We come to a point to realize that this body is a source of suffering. Being connected with this material form, it's a source of misery. So we think.A realization means to realize that we are not this body, means we are just something that we cannot even define.
那所以说呢，就是因为我们得到这个觉悟是由于我有了这个物质的躯体，有了这个人格的形象，所以呢才使我感到大受其苦。那么这也是受苦的根源，所以说呢才觉得。就是当我有了这个自我的觉悟之后，那就意味着我没有这个个体性了。
So Buddhists they say, once we are free from this material identification, material form, then there is nothing. And impersonalists they say, well, we all become Brahman, the spiritual energy.
比如说这个佛教的理念就是，当我们摆脱了我们的这个。这个物质的这个躯体之后呢，那么我们就变成了空无的状态。那非人格主义说呢，当我们摆脱了这个物质的存在之后呢，我们就都融入了 Brahman， 我们就全部都变成了 Brahman， 全部都变成了凡。
But Srila Prabhupada said this impersonal conception of oneself is just a negation of material personality.
但是舍勒巴巴说呢，就是对于这个。人格的不认知，只不过是不承认对于至尊主的个人形象的。
Just before the verse of Brahma Sangita, Srila Prabhupada said, just before the verse of the Brahma Sangita, Srila Prabhupada says, the impersonal conception of oneself is just a negation of material personality and is far from the positive existence of personal form.
就是认为真正的自我没有人格特征，只是对物质的人格特征的否定。这种概念离认识真正存在的个人形象还差得很远。
So God is a person and we are persons.
对，神是人，我们也都是人。
But the absolute truth is a person. So we as spiritual persons, we can have a connection with that supreme person.
所以说呢，这至尊主他是一个人，那作为我们，所有的人也都是一个个体的人，那么都是和这个至尊主是有着 关联在一起的。
So impersonal conception of the absolute truth is imperfect.
所以说呢，对于绝对真理的非人格的认知是不完整的。
Certainly, the Lord is a person, a transcendental person.
对，毫无疑问，主他是一个人，是一个超然的人。
And this is what Lord Brahma realized by performing his austerities. He realized that the Supreme Lord was a person, and he was also a person.
那所以主 Brahma 通过他的苦行呢，就觉悟到了这一点。他就觉悟到了至尊主是一个人，而他自己也是一个人。
So this is the complete understanding of the absolute truth.Not devoid of personality, not devoid of form and qualities and activities.
那所以说，这就是对于绝对真理的一个完整的认知。所以呢，他就是理解了这个至尊主，他是有个体性的，而且呢，也是有个体的形象的。
So.If he does not have form, if he does not have qualities and activities, then he is incomplete.
那所以这至尊主他是也有他自己的品质，有他自己的活动的。那如果要是没有形象、没有品质、没有活动的话，那是不完整的。
So many people believe in God, but they don't have the idea of God, who God is.
那所以说有很多人呢都知道有神，就是相信神，但是他并不是很非常的清晰的了解神到底是谁。
Oftentimes they said they think it's just an energy, some cosmic energy, that's all they can understand.
那么大部分的时候呢，人们他只是把神理解成是一种能量，是一种宇宙能量。
Or if they believe this is a person, they cannot.Picture what kind of person he is.
或者说呢，他能够相信，神是一个人，但是他没有办法想象出这神的样子是什么样。
Many people think God is the Supreme Father.
很多人都认为神是至尊的父亲。
Is the one who provides for everyone the needs of everyone.
那么他呢，为所有的人提供了所需。
That's why they pray to him and give me this, give me that, give me a good home, give me a good job, give me a good wife, a good husband, give me good health, give me nice food. They're always asking, because this is the father he provides.
对，因为大家认为他是至尊的父亲，是提供所有的所需，所以大家就会向这位父亲就求了，给我这个，给我那个，给我一个好房子，给我好工作。给我一位妻子，给我一位丈夫，给我钱，就给我所有的这一切，想要什么都可以给我。
Certainly, yes. Certainly, the Lord is the provider of everything we need. Is the one who maintains all living entities.
那当然，毫无疑问，主他为我们提供了所有的我们所需。那他是所有的生物体的维系者。
But that's not the most important or most relevant feature of his personality.
但是呢，这并不是这位人物的最重要的、最相关的特征。
Because we have tendency to see God just up there, above the clouds, and maybe look very old because he's the original personality. He's the oldest person. They depict him with wrinkles and a white beard and long robes, you know.Because that's what they can understand about him.
那我们可能有这样一种认知，就是觉得，主他是在天上，在云端，然后因为他是最原初的那位人，是最老的人，所以给他画出来这个画像呢，就是一位老人家的形象，有白色的头发，长长的胡须，满脸都是皱纹。
And some people who think they have a little intelligence and they understand, can understand things better, they just negate his personal existence. There is God, but what he is, who he is, we really don't know.
但是呢，有一些好像更有智慧的人呢，他们就会 忽视或者否认主的人格的形象，那他就会说，哦，这主他确实是在那儿的，但是呢他到底是什么样，那我倒不知道了，没法知道。
So to have this knowledge about the personality of Godhead, a description about the personality of Godhead as Lord Brahma gives us and our disciplic succession give us, and Srila Prabhupada gave us, is very, very unique, is extremely a great good fortune.
所以说呢，通过 Brahma, 就是通过主 Brahma, 然后呢，再通过 Srila Prabhupada,所给我们的关于主的具体的形象的这种描述，这是非常的独特的，非常的罕见的，不一般的信息和知识。
嗯、to understand that the Supreme Lord can play pastimes with his devotees in a spiritual world like a small child and goes around and steals the butters of the neighborhood houses and do all kinds of mischief. This is something that most people cannot imagine, cannot accept.
比如说去了解至尊主，他可以和他的奉献者上演着非常美妙的逍遥时光。那他可以作为一个小孩子，四处乱跑着，到别人家里边去偷黄油，然后呢去做各种各样淘气的事情。那么这个对于大部分人来说呢，他是没有办法想象的出来的。
If you tell anybody, even a religious person, a believer of God, that God is a coward boy who is taking care of cows, they're going to think you are crazy.
那如果我们要是去对一个哪怕是信神的人去说，主他是一个牧牛童，他在放牧着奶牛，照顾着乳牛，那那个人肯定会觉得你疯了。
嗯。How can it be?
怎么可能是这样呢？
Is the Supreme Person, is the Creator, how can he be a coward boy?
他是至尊人，他是至尊的创造者，他怎么可能是个牧牛童呢？
But the devotees, because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we just accept, even though we have not realized that, we just accept it. Why not? Yeah, Krishna is a small boy, he plays with the cows, and when he's a small baby, a little boy, he steals butter and mother punishes him, and we enjoy this, hear this pastimes hundreds and thousands of times.
这是作为奉献者，由于在舍勒帕巴的仁慈之下，虽然说我们并没有觉悟到这一点，但是我们却就这样接受了舍勒帕巴的话。主他是一个牧牛童，对呀、啊，他为什么不是呢？那然后呢，我们就会非常的享受的成千上万次的去聆听，主克什纳作为一个孩童怎么淘气，怎么偷奶油，怎么被他的妈妈惩罚的这些美妙的逍遥时光。
嗯 ，We can hear these pastimes again and again and again, and every time we experience so much happiness.
那么我们可以一次又一次又一次的去聆听这些逍遥时光的讲述，而且呢，在里面去体会着无穷的乐趣。
Because we accept, we believe.
因为我们接受，我们相信。
But this belief is not a belief out of nothing. It's coming already from Lord Brahma, that information. The first created being, the person who did the secondary creation of this universe, you know, create all the different forms of life, not an ordinary living entity, the extraordinary living entity. And he is the one who described to us about Krishna's personality and pastimes.
但是呢，这种相信并不是一种无中生有的相信，因为是宇宙的二重创造者主 Brahman 他亲自描述了这一切。那么能够去创造出所有这些宇宙星系，创造出所有的这些生物体的主 Brahman， 他一定不是一个普通常人。但是呢，是他亲自向我们描述了主的形象和特征。
In this world.We often have developed convictions, develop understanding because we receive from somebody, we hear from somebody we trust is an authority.
那么在这世界呢，我们经常就是由于听了某个人的这个描述，然后我们又相信他的权威，所以呢，我们就会对这件事情产生相信。
Because our material conception of existence and all different misconceptions we have are based on things that we hear from others, we learn from others.
那么我们现在所具有的各种各样错误的概念呢，全部都基于我们从别人那里去聆听而来的。
They are not part of ourselves.
所以呢，这些并不是我们个人的一部分。
We develop by hearing through material education, by hearing from philosopher, hearing from people who have so-called people who have so-called knowledge. We hear and we think that this is truth, and you develop a conviction about certain things, all based on that type of education, that type of information.
Because we have always been trained, been trained from people to listen.或者是从那些权威那里去聆听，然后呢，我们就会对所听来的这些信息呢，感到信任，我们就会有这样的确信。
So we develop a particular nature, a particular consciousness because of that.
那么就是因为我们有了这些确信，使得我们就会培养出一种特定的知觉。
And we develop our convictions.
那然后这样的我们就能够培养出我们的这种确信。I have a question. I'm so sorry. Someone is at the door. I need to handle.
Okay.
First, 对不起大家，马上回来。Okay, I'm back.
You pay the bill?
No, actually, it's a health perk.
Okay. So, because of these convictions, we develop a particular personality, and everything that goes against our convictions, we tend to reject.
那么所以说呢，就是由于这种信念，使得我们就产生了一种特征，那然后所有的那些违背我们的这些信念的那些事情出现在我们面前的时候呢，那我们就会拒绝。
So in material world we don't have much choice.
那所以在这个物质世界我们其实并没有那么多的选择。
Material education is all based on misconceptions.
那因为我们的这个物质的教育呢，其实全部都是基于错误的概念而产生的。
The first misconception is to think that we are this body.
因为这首当其冲的一个错误的概念就是我们觉得我们是这具躯体。
So if we begin with the wrong understanding, then everything we're going to understand later on based on that basic misunderstanding, it's all become false.
所以说呢，就是由于我们在最开始有了这个错误的概念，使得所有建立在这个错误的概念上的后面所有的理解都是错的。
Because everything moves around this egocentric idea of oneself.
因为所有的事情呢，全部都是在这个偏离了中心的这个理念上搭建起来的。
So under the material conception of existence, you don't have much choice.
所以说呢，就是在这个错误的概念的理解之下，我们就变得没有那么多的选择了。
But now, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, with the previous acharyas, Lord Brahma, we can have access to other information that was not given to us in material education.
但是现在呢？由于舍帕帕的，由于先辈的阿查尔们以及主 Brahma 的仁慈呢，使得我们现在可以接受一些在物质的教育中不能够得到的信息。
So now we know who should we follow? Should we follow our materialistic guides and philosophers and educators, Or you should accept these transcendental educators who give us the right positive information of the reality.
那所以说我们现在到底应该是去接受谁的指导呢？是接受这些物质的老师哲人他们所给我们的这个所偏离的错误的概念的指导呢？还是就是现在在这条读传信上的所有的这些老师们给我们的这些信息的指导呢？
So we at least we have the choice.
至少我们现在有了选择。
If you live according to our material misconceptions, we don't go very far because we cannot really solve the major problems of our lives, birth, death, old age, and disease.
对，如果我们要是只是接受这些物质的教育所给我们的这些选择的话，那我们其实是走不远的，因为终极来说，所有的这些知识是没有办法去解决生老病死的问题的。
And no matter how hard we endeavor in this material world, we can never really be happy.
而且呢，无论我们在这个物质世界多么的努力，我们都没有办法真正的变得快乐。
We may work very hard, but we will never achieve really happiness.
我们也许可能非常努力的工作，但是我们没有办法达到真正的快乐。
How can you be really happy in such an environment where there is birth, old age, death, and disease everywhere? How can you be happy?
那么在一个被生老病死所环绕的环境中，我们如何能够变得真正的快乐起来呢？
How can you be happy in an environment where everything can be taken away in any moment?
那你如何在一个在一个环境中，而这个环境里的一切在任何一个时刻都可能被拿走，在这样一个环境里面，你怎么可能变得真正的快乐呢？
So we trust, we prefer to put our trust in this information given by Lord Brahma through the disciplic succession, and we feel very happy by trusting this and try to follow this path.
那所以呢，我们更愿意把我们的这个信任放在由主 Brahma 所给我们的这个信息，并且呢去追随这条路径。那么当我们在有了这样的信任，追随这条路径的时候呢，我们会感到快乐起来。
That's why we prefer to follow this process, take up this process in life and follow the whatever austerities are related to it. We prefer to endeavor like this way because we know, we are convinced, we have faced that the results are much more beneficial to us.
所以这也就是为什么我们愿意去接受这条程序。无论在这个履行这个程序的时候，我们遇到怎样的困难，经历怎样的苦行，我们也都会这么做，因为我们知道就是这样的这个努力，最终它是会让我们得到一个快乐的结果的。
So we perform these austerities for a much higher goal.
那所以说呢，我们是为了一个更高的目标来从事这些苦行的。
And we see, you know, right from the very beginning, when you start doing things properly, following the process Srila Prabhupada, we immediately feel satisfaction.
而且呢，其实我们能够体验到，如果我们要是真的按照Srila Prabhupada所给我们的这个程序去正确的去从事这些事情的话，那其实我们是能够感到心满意足的感觉的。
Any person, this is a fact. Any person who sincerely follows this program, start chanting, follow principles, and taking prasad associated with devotees, hearing, but immediately, in a very short time, they start feeling a very, 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 very deep satisfaction that they never experienced before.
那么任何一个人他如果非常真诚的去遵守这条程序的话，就是他开始念诵，开始聆听，开始和奉献者联谊，开始荣耀prasada，其实他都能够感受到真正的快乐，真正的这种心满意足的感觉的。他之前是没有这样的感受的。
This satisfaction that we experience right from the very beginning is the proof that this is the right thing to do.
那么我们在最开始所能感受到这种心满意足的感觉，就已经是一种证明，证明我们现在做的事情是对的。
That's why we want to hear Bhagavatam. We want to read Bhagavatam because it's all transcendental information. It's so positive. It's so relishable.
这也就是为什么我们愿意去聆听圣殿波迦瓦坛，我们愿意去阅读圣殿波迦瓦坛，因为所有的这些信息都是超然的，而且都是充满了滋味的。
It's all good news.
都是好消息。
When you open your cell phone and look for the news outside, it's all bad news.
但是当我们打开手机，连上互联网去阅读现在世界上所发生的新闻的时候，都是坏新闻。
It's also good because in one sense make us become more detached from that material existence because we see it's all bad news.
当然了，当我们读到所有这些坏消息的时候，对我们也是有好处的，因为这样就会让我们更加的启离这物质的存在。
So we want to relish this good news from the spiritual world as Lord Brahma is giving here and Srila Prabhupada is elaborating in this beautiful purport. It's just good news.
那所以说我们是希望能够去接受，去拥抱，由主 Brahma 所给我们的这些好的消息，我们愿意去聆听沙帕帕在他的这些钥匙里面所给我们的这些信息的，因为这些都是好消息。
Okay, we stop here before the Nakeli faints.
那我们现在这节讲课呢，就停在这儿了。
Thank you for your austerity.
It's honor.
Yeah.
Ashu, here is a question from Xibao. Invite Ashu and 老师们，听出翻译的嗓子哑了。谢谢。今天有两个问题请教阿叔。为什么在进入 Krishna 知觉后，发现自己的记忆力和与人打交道的灵活度都下降了很多呢？请问这是不是因为减少了与物质联谊，进入灵性知觉的调整阶段呢？首先谢谢西宝妈的记忆。阿叔I have two questions. The first question is that why after I started to practice Krishna consciousness, I find that my memory power and my ability to communicate with the others become decline. Yet that because I don't have that much association with the material world, because I am in the spiritual conscious, so there is some adjustment there.
Okay, just deal with this one first.
I'm going to choose the other one.
You're giving the answer.
实际上您给您自您的这个问题自己给了答案。
In the beginning, we tend to become a little aloof from the rest of the world.
那么在最开始的时候呢，我们的倾向就是想要自己要离这个世界更加的远离。
It's a kind of a protection.
那所以这是一种保护。
But eventually, we realize that we need to deal with people in the world and it's good that we deal with them because in this way we can create some friendship and through that friendship I have opportunity to speak about Krishna consciousness with them.
但最终来讲呢，其实我们意识到，其实我们必须还是得和世人打交道的。但是呢，这种交道其实也挺好的，因为让我们知道了我们可以和世人去交朋友。那么交了朋友以后呢，我们其实就有机会能够把 Krishna 的知觉传递给他们。
So yes, most devotees in the beginning kind of they go away, they avoid by all means the any contact with materialistic people if they can. But eventually, once they become a little stronger in their practice, then they can go into the world with a different perception.
那所以呢，在最开始的时候呢，这位奉献者他可能就会想要远离所有的这些和物质世人的接触，但是当他经过了一段时间的休息之后呢，让自己变得更加的强悍了以后呢，他就可以以一个不同的视角去进入到这个世界去和人们打交道了。Because
you see, in material existence, we not only are in this material world, but we think we are part of this material world.
因为在这个物质存在中呢，我们不只是在这个物质世界，而且我们觉得我们是这个物质世界的一部分。
So we are in the material world, and we think we are part of the material world.
对，就是我们是在这个物质世界，而且我们是觉得是物质世界的一部分。
But then by spiritual practice, we realize that we are in the material world, but we are not of the material world. We are not part of this material world.
但是在灵性的休息中呢，我们意识到，虽然我们身处物质世界，但是我们并不是这个物质世界的一部分。
And we learn how to interact with people without getting involved in their liking, in their attachments, in their miseries in the material world in one sense, because we know it's all illusion.
那所以呢，我们就能够更好的去和这些物质世人们去打交道，而且呢，我们也能够去理解他们所处在的这种状况或者痛苦，然后呢，我们也知道这一切都是虚幻。
It's not that you become callous to their suffering. We are certainly concerned about their suffering.
但是并不意味着我们对于他们的痛苦是漠不关心的。我们其实还是，我们还是就是要去关心他们的痛苦。
But we know what is the real cause of their suffering.
但是我们却理解了真正导致他们痛苦的原因是什么。
The original cause of their suffering is ignorance. That's why we try. That's why Srila Prabhupada told us, now you have this knowledge, now share this knowledge with others, because this is what people need, as we need it, to get out of suffering.
那么痛苦的原因呢，是由于愚昧。那所以为什么说，Srila Prabhupada就说呢，我们就应该把我们现在所有的这个知识去向别人进行分享，因为这个知识是大家需要的，因为有了这个知识，才能够让我们真正的摆脱这种痛苦。
In the material world, we have all kinds of arrangements to deal with people's suffering.
那么在这个物质世界呢，我们有各种各样的安排去应对人们的痛苦。
We have old age homes, we have hospitals.
比如说我们有老人院，有医院。
We have children care, we give them material education. We try to deal with the material suffering in many different ways.
那我们有对儿童的照顾，去为儿童提供教育。那所以呢，我们就对于这个大家的痛苦呢，有各种各样的应对的方法。Material
society is full of organisms and departments to try to cope with the suffering of the people.
那所以呢，在这个物质世界里面呢，有各种各样的这种方法去应对着人们所处在的各种痛苦。
And Srila Prabhupada gave us a process that deal with all different types of suffering. Distribute knowledge.
Srila Prabhupada 就给了我们这个最终极的去应对这个痛苦的方式，就是传播知识，开发知识。
Give them knowledge, because this is the major problem why people are suffering. They don't have knowledge.
那么，因为人们没有知识，所以呢，这是大家受苦的最主要的原因。
That's why Srila Prabhupada spent so many sleepless nights, translating and writing his purpose.
这就是为什么Srila Prabhupada 度过了那么多的不眠之夜。
著书立说来翻译这些经典以及注解要旨。
This is knowledge to help people to cope with their suffering.
那么这些呢，都是帮助人们去应对他的痛苦的知识。
So okay, you are absorbed in your spiritual practice, and we try to stay away from materialistic way of life, but we don't neglect people. We try to awaken them to this knowledge as we got the good fortune to be awakened with this knowledge.
当然了，你是完全的沉醉在自己的灵性的休息之中，试着要远离这物质的存在，但是呢，我们不要去忽视这些物质存在中的这些人。那因为呢，我们要把这个知识要传递给他们，然后这些因为这些知识呢，我们就是通过这些知识使自己从这个愚昧中得到了唤醒，所以这些知识也能够帮助这些人从愚昧中得到唤醒。
This is the best kindness, the best charity, the best help you can give to others.
那么这个是我们能够给予别人的最好的布施，最好的最好的仁慈，最好的仁善之举。
That's why one of the most important preaching programs that Srila Prabhupada established was the distribution of his books, distribution of knowledge.
那么所以呢，为什么沙尔巴巴他所确立的其中的一个非常的好的就是休息的方式，就是去派发他的书，派发知识。
No matter where Prabhupada was traveling in the world, every day he was hearing, they would call him to give him the scores of book distribution all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada was extremely pleased to hear that, because he could see that by having this knowledge available, people had a good opportunity to stop their miseries.
那么，释迦牟尼无论旅行到任何一个地方，他都会接到奉献者从世界各地打给他的电话，来告诉他他们的派书的成果。那么，释迦牟尼他听到这些成果的汇报的时候呢，就会非常的开心，因为他知道，向世人去派发这些书籍是能够帮助世人真正的摆脱痛苦的方式。Who are you there?
Because through this knowledge, through these books, they are actually in direct contact with Krishna.
因为呢，当他们真正的接触到这知识的时候，也就意味着他们是真正的直接的和 Krishna 取得了连接。
When they read Srila Prabhupada's books, even if they don't understand much what they are reading, they are associating with Srila Prabhupada, that associating with the previous acharyas, they are associating with Krishna.
那么当他们在阅读这些书籍的时候，即便是他读不懂书中的内容，但他其实也是在通过读书在和 Srila Prabhupada 联谊，在和先辈的 acharya 们联谊，以这样的方式在和 Sri Krishna 在联谊。
So we should be aware of that. That's important too. Yes, you are still in a material world, but you just act. We don't need to be part of this material craziness. You don't need to be part. Just try to help people you know, to understand what you have understood and make you different, make you happier.
那所以呢，这个是我们需要很重要的去理解的。就是呢，我们是在这个物质世界里面在进行着休息，然后呢，我们不需要去卷入到这个疯狂的物质世界，但是呢，我们需要尽自己的能力去帮助那些我们能够帮助的人，去也能够得到这知识。
The second part of the question.
第二部分的问题啊，有时候会感觉自己被懒惰和昏沉捆绑，请问如何以最快的速度调整自己到积极喜乐的灵性学习状态呢？ Sometimes I feel that I have been kidnapped by the lethargy or laziness. So what will be the best way or the faster way to adjust myself to be back to those kind of very positive and happy spiritual mood? to continue my practice and study.
Well, this is just material energy testing you to see how you are determined to do your practices.
那其实这种状态呢，就是物质的能量在考验你，再看看你到底有多么的大的决心要进行这个灵性的修习。
Because in the beginning we tend to be very enthusiastic, very determined, then we think it will go by itself. We don't need to endeavor as much.
因为在最开始的时候呢，我们是非常兴奋的，我们也是充满了热情的。然后呢，我们但是慢慢的我们就觉得，就这种状态，它可能就会自己自动的持续的进行，我们不需要有任何更多的努力了。
So in the beginning, Krishna reciprocates, and we experience immediately great satisfaction.
那然后在最开始的时候呢 ，Krishna 他是会给我们回应的，所以呢，我们就能够感受到立即出现的心满意足的感觉。
But then Krishna also expects that we do a more deep work within our hearts.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他也巴望着我们能够更深的去清理我们的内心。
To clear out our unwanted habits, unwanted misconception, anything unwanted that we have been accumulating in our hearts since time immemorial.
那么因为从远古以来呢，我们在内心中就积累了太多的错误的概念，积累了太多的那些不想要的事情，太多的这些不洁的事物。所以 Krishna 他是希望我们能够把心里的所有这些东西都彻底的拿走。
So to deal with these undesirable things, we have to improve our practice, chant better, you know, be more attentive when we are reading, do our service with more intent to please Guru and Krishna and the devotees, and be more conscious of what you are doing. Don't just do things mechanically.
对呢，当我们去应对这些不想要的这些东西的时候呢，我们是需要更加的在知觉中。去做的，就比如说，我们需要有更好的临在的状态下去念诵、去读书、去联谊，就无论做什么事情吧，都是需要在更好的知觉中去做，而不是只是机械的去做。
It's not a mechanical process.
所以这并不是一个机械的程序。
We have to become more and more conscious of everything we do in detail.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要在从事我们的习练的过程中，每一个细节都越来越具有知觉。
So we have to be always in a mood of improving our practice.
所以我们必须总是在一种心绪之中，就是我们总是要去提升我们的。
So when we start losing steam and becoming lazy and like this, then it's an opportunity to improve your practice. Do more, do better.
所以说呢，当我们发现自己懒惰和昏沉的时候呢，其实这是一个让我们能够更好的去提升我们自己的休息的机会。
Yeah.Thank you. Very nice question.
非常感谢您非常好的问题。
So, there is always room for improvement. Always.
Okay, 就是我们提升的空间总是有的。
Okay, Ratnamala.
Ratnamala, 妈的这个问题，顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译，顶拜您，是不是孩子们接受的物质的知识越多，就会越苦呢？Also, please accept my very humble obeisances. Is that true? Is that for the children, the more material knowledge they accepted, that they will be more deeply to be, trapped in suffers?
It is, because material knowledge, it increases your selfishness.
的确是这样的，因为物质的知识会让你变得越来越自私。
Increases your competition mood.
而且呢，它也会让你变得越来越想要去竞争。
Instill in the heart of the children this idea that if you work harder and more than others, you will achieve more in material life. So you want to compete to be better than others. You become more and more selfish.
而且孩子呢，就会觉得，如果他要是越努力工作，他就越能够变成人上人，越能够比别人好。那所以这样呢，就会让他内心中就越来越多的想要去进行竞争，那就会变得越来越自私。
So the selfishness cannot make the heart happy.
所以说呢，就这种自私是没有办法让这个心变得快乐的。
They want to achieve more and more, and sometimes in order to achieve more and more, they have to put down others.
那所以有的时候呢，他因为他要让自己得的更多，那就意味着他要把别人给踩在自己的脚下。
So much based on envy.
那所以这其实是基于嫉妒的。
So this type of selfishness, enviousness, this cannot make the heart happy and very greedy, very to achieve.
对呢，这种自私、这种嫉妒是没有办法让心变得快乐起来的，而且呢，会变得越来越贪婪。
If we have heart greedy heart, we cannot be happy.
我们的心如果很贪婪，就没有办法快乐。
Okay. See, they are so kind with you. They didn't ask many questions, so you could rest. You could lay down and drink water.
Yeah. 阿叔说奉献者非常非常的仁慈，对我很仁慈。所以呢，就是因为要省着我的嗓子，所以今天就不提问题了。谢谢大家。
Thank you. Thank you for your questions, even though just only questions, but nice questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。虽然今天问题不多，但这些问题都非常的好。
Thank you everybody for listening.
很感恩大家的聆听。
Yes, a special thank you to Dana Kelly Mataji making her effort to join us even though she's not in good shape.
就是也非常感谢 Dana Kelly Mataji, 虽然这个嗓子哑了，但是呢还是尽量的参加了和大家的联谊。感恩大家。
And thank you to our dear host, Sati Mataji.
也非常感恩我们亲爱的主持 Sati Mataji。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nityai Gaura Premanande, Hari, 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 Om.
Ashu ki jai, 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位亲爱的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感谢 Krishnabhada Devi Prabhu, 我们亲爱的阿叔，我们的课程的精彩讲述，以及对问题的耐心的精彩的解答，感恩萨提玛吉。感恩所有的奉献者，深深的礼拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的Gopastami, Hare Krishna。